Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of peace. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. Today, we enter the Christmas story through the reading of the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
The promise was announced centuries before Jesus was born. A ruler will rise who will set things right. Wise, strong, eternal, righteous, a giver of peace, real peace, lasting peace. Oh, sure, it's a cliche Miss America line to wish for world peace, but let's be honest. The more images we see on the news and in our communities of a world spiraling out of control, the more all of us have a deep longing for peace. Countries are at war. Politicians are backbiting each other. People spit venom all over social media. And when you pile on the dysfunction that might occur in our families and the inner turmoil that can keep us up at night, our hunger is felt even deeper. We are desperate for peace at every level. With the advent or arrival of Jesus, God announces that he is fulfilling his promise. The Prince of Peace has been born to us, right into a warring, tumultuous world, in the hotbed of the Middle East, no less. He does not come with an armed battalion, nor is he born into a seat of power. He comes quietly, granting peace to anyone who would turn to him for it. You can be his enemy if you want. You can lift your sword against him if you choose, and many did, and they still do. But in this humble child, God is boldly proclaiming that even in a world bent on fighting against him, nothing can stop his plans for peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. That promise of peace will ultimately and fully be accomplished at Jesus' second advent, when he returns to reign as king. But even now, Jesus' peace is born to anyone ready to accept it. Many would still go to war with God and others. But into the midst of a warring workplace or family or city, and even into a war-torn soul, Jesus wants to give real peace. What if we accepted that peace? During these next few moments of quiet, turn to Jesus by repeating this simple response. Jesus, I accept your peace. Deepen it in me.
Thank you.
Father, we turn to you for peace and ask earnestly that every person we pass today would do the same. We ask that your peace come to those who are suffering, that evil be overcome with good, that stress, anxiety would diminish, that even our enemies would be softened by the love of Christ. Lord, we invite your peace to live inside of us through this day and this season. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song, Silent Night, We Pray for Peace, from the Colors of Christmas Mountain Worship album by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you affirm the peace of God as a welcomed companion.